moved here in May. So.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hey, good afternoon. Mike Walker hanging out at the KBRX Farm and Home Show, and I'm going to have the privilege of talking with Jim Lassenheiser from the Nebraska Public Power District. Now, you've heard Jim talk with Scott on the Party Line show a couple times this week about the electric vehicle. Man, this is nice, Jim. Tell us about it.
Well, it's the electric Volt, and it's with the Nebraska Public Power is bringing it here so that we can show you that this is what the future is going to be. We started embracing electric vehicles when we started seeing that there's a trend going that direction.
Yeah.
And if you pay attention to news, we have a lot of large manufacturers that are starting to dedicate some of their plants to just electric vehicles. We got an F-150 and Chevy vehicle, pickup truck coming out next year. Tesla showed their new truck that's coming out too as well. So everybody's starting to embrace it. And what we want to do is we want to get ahead of it and get charging stations out there, get electric vehicles, people aware of it. And a lot of people are a little scared because the range on these things could be a little bit scary. You know, this one right here is about 238 miles on it, and that's on a good, nice, warm day. But we need to charge it somewhere, and so we need to figure out where that's at, and we need to figure out what to do to get those chargers out in those locations so that people can be able to drive these cars anywhere.
Well, and they are coming around because, you know, I have my fiance that lives out in Lexington, Nebraska, and right there at Walmart in Lexington, Nebraska, there's that electric car charging station. So they are popping up and around. So you just answered one of my questions. 238 miles on a charge?
Yeah, 238 on this one, and there's other vehicles that are coming out over 350 miles. That it can go on one charge.
Yeah. And I also, I think if I remember watching the Super Bowl commercial correctly, I think Porsche's even, or is it, was it the Tesla car or the Porsche? I can't remember.
I can't remember. I didn't see that commercial, but I know Hummers is too.
Yeah. And so everybody's catching on to, you know, being green, quote unquote.
Yep.
And so electric vehicles are gaining popularity. Is there anything else that we want to highlight about the vehicle that you have on display this afternoon here at the KBRX Farm and Home Show?
Yeah, definitely. One of the things is that people need to charge their vehicles if they get an electric vehicle. Here in town, we don't have a charger right now, but we're working on that right now across the state. But people can also install chargers into their homes. We have incentive programs where they can get $500 for a charger and $100 to wire their garage up. And when you get a 240-volt charger, it only takes about 9.5 hours. That's the time when you get home, plug it in. Next morning, it's ready to go for a full charge. And go ahead.
No, I was going to say, now, you know, let's say someone's interested in an electric vehicle. Where can they go to test drive and, you know, you know, they obviously can come here to the Farm Home Show to take a look inside, take a look at the underneath the hood here. Where can we find these cars?
Well, one of the things is we are driving this Bolt around, and so some of the REAs and some of the MPPD is driving this Bolt around so that people could see it and maybe possibly look and see if they can get a ride with it. The other thing is that the Chevy dealers and the Ford dealers and the Nissan and everybody's starting to get them throughout this area. And I think Norfolk has some available there, and I think even here, I haven't talked to anybody here yet, but they should be getting here if they're not already here. So just go out to your local dealer and ask them if they could test drive one of these.
Now, if folks can't make it out here to the KBRX Farm and Home Show, they might have questions. What's a phone number or a website people can look at to get more information about this vehicle that we're standing in front of and others?
Yeah, definitely. You can go to www.mppd.com, and it's underneath the Save Money, and you'll have electric vehicles on there. They can download the brochure, read all the information. It has links to federal government websites, too, or they can contact their local office. Like here in O'Neill, we have a local office. They'll talk about it. And also they can call 1-877-275-6773. And that is our customer call center. And they'll get them to one of us and we can talk to them about it.
Very good. I know it's up and coming. So thanks a lot for your time, Jim, from the Nebraska Public Power District. Come on by and chat with them and check this vehicle out. And they can answer your questions about how you can obtain an electric vehicle for your home and your personal travel experience. I'm Mike Walker at the KBRX Farm and Home Show on 102.9 KBRX.